This week on Viewpoints.
We're not the only part of the economy that is able to say, wait a minute, we haven't won here from this notion that big is always better and that you must go global or you're not in the game.
Community-focused business and ecopreneuring. We'll hear how it's paying off to think smaller. Locally focused businesses need local help to keep going. Where you have internet, you need communication service people. You need biodiesel engine mechanics to maintain the tractors and the trucks used on local farms, and so on and so forth. It's a plan that once it gets going, tends to continue to grow, and the money paid for goods and services stays in the community. That's also what John Ivankoe found out. He and his wife, Lisa Kivarist, run the award-winning In Serendipity Bed and Breakfast near Monroe, Wisconsin, that's run entirely on renewable energy resources. They're also authors of the book Ecopreneuring, Putting Purpose and the Planet Before Profits. He says that for too long we've concentrated on making the economy bigger rather than better. Now he says it's time to scale back and take a new look at how we do business.
We sort of envision a nation of ecopreneurs where everyone is running their own business and enterprise in a sustainable fashion. And by that I mean what's commonly referred to as the triple bottom line, looking at planet, people, and profits. At least some profits. And so when you have everyone going out, that's the way it was and done many years ago, where most folks were selling things to neighbors in their community, and they had different shopkeepers, very diversified, and what people were doing were filling economical niches inside their community or inside their region, much like nature operates under the same principle with filling ecological niches. We've kind of moved in the conventional sense of global market capitalism has moved far, far, far away from that. And now with rising energy prices, that's becoming to call into question our dependency on inexpensive fuel to be able to move everything all around the world to reach customers everywhere. We're beginning to relocalize for lots of very obvious reasons. And there's an incredible sense of community vibrancy when you do have those interactions on a local level.
He says you can become an ecopreneur no matter where you live, in a rural area or a large city. It all starts with finding a way to match something that you're passionate about with a need in the community.
Within the context of city, suburb, or rural areas, look at the concept of what it is that you really get excited about and then create that business. Maybe you really love animals. Maybe you can be a sustainable person who cares after pets and animals when people go away on holidays rather than just having them put them into XYZ kennel. There's a whole approach to looking at dealing with so much of our waste stream. And we actually know someone in Chicago that's their business is to help folks declutter their overcluttered home and do it in a responsible sort of way. Another way of looking at it is what is your community wasting and how do you tap and turn that into a viable business? And you would think, what would they do with all those books at libraries that they clean out of? Well, there's a company called Better World Books that takes books that are removed from libraries or shifted off shelves as well as a college campus system and created a very, very successful logistics business of moving books that were going to go to landfills and putting them back into a resale standpoint, and is doing very well for itself.
Ivankoe predicts that the ecopreneur movement will accelerate as the baby boomers retire and need to augment their Social Security and 401k income. He also thinks that we'll see more companies incorporate ways of dealing with a variety of ecological issues as they do business.
Green is the new gold right now, and they're finding incredible right market for what they're doing. And in many cases, they're addressing many different issues at the same time in their restoration business. They're dealing with climate change, increased energy prices, the interest in local, sustainable, regional food supply. And so Spud, this company out in the Pacific Northwest, created a delivery system for this kind of food, and it's addressing all these things at the same time. And in the process of keeping that innovation curve going, got to keep that renewing and growing, they're trying to figure out how to wipe out the need for their trucks to go to gas stations. They're just going to make their own fuel using a waste fryer oil, possibly, in their community. So they're always thinking about that and incorporating that into their business.
Business doesn't always have to run on cash, either. Ivankoe says there are a number of other ways we can go that don't involve money at all.
There's also the barter economy, the reuse economy, and freecycle.org is obviously at the forefront of that. And we use it extensively in our rural community here, people moving around things that they don't need anymore. There's the volunteer and gift economy, and depending on where you're at, if you know someone that's growing tomatoes or zucchini, all you do is have to just let them know that you're a little short some of those during the middle of the summer, and you'll end up with bags of them. And that's the gift economy, where you don't have to go to a store to purchase this stuff. And that sense of community vitality is still very, very rich in some neighborhoods and definitely in some rural areas in America.
Both Ivanko and Estel say the ecopreneurs and locally focused business people they know all nurture that sense of community and concern for the planet in their ventures. To find out how they did it and how you can learn from their successes, you can pick up John Ivanko's book, Ecopreneuring, and Lyle Estel's Small is Possible. For more information on our guests, their publications, and websites, visit MediaTracks.com/guests. I'm Christopher Michael.